chest just fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. I done made it through it all, took some chest just fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. I ain't seen a lot of things, but this life feel high and that bitch gotta get paid. I ain't never played sports, I ain't never ran track, but if the law's coming out, I know it's gotta get away. Hard times coming up, where I live, where I stay, mama thugging for a baby just to see a better day. We weren't having much, but mama taught us cherish what we had, and don't be tripping if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall. Just fall, put my back against the wall, hey. And I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me. Boiling water just a babe, wearing the same paper days. Couldn't afford a purchase, still was grateful for them days. Lot of partners jump ship when the road reached the cliff. Never trip, stay down and out, he's seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bring you plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same.
But hey, it's all I done made it through it all, took some chest to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
Hey, yeah.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me.
It's your boy, DJ ATL, Atlanta, down. What's up, everybody? What's up, world? What's up? We here kicking it live with Six Eyes and the crew, DJ ATL and Styles, you know, and the squad. I even got some squad. And also, don't forget, our entertainment report people are in. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Errico 216. What's up, 216?
Yeah, this is Six Eyes, brother Finland Stan. How you doing?
Hey, Six Eyes, man. I had to play the Red song. I know, it's been a while.
How you been doing?
Wow. I'm doing great. But we had to play the Red song because, man, I listened to this song and I said, I really listened to it this week and I said I want to really listen to it. And, man, I'm going to tell you something. That was a good kickoff song to start off the show with. I know everybody was like, this R&B song playing called D-Red with Rain On Me. Everybody is going through Rain On Me at this moment because everyone's got all kinds of situations going on. And it's like you on your own and ain't nobody else is caring. Everybody around you is just not caring. You got bills you got to take care of. No one else is caring about what your bills. They're caring about what they're doing. So I think that song fit right in good coming in on this song tonight because I want everybody to understand that, yeah, we on our own, but we still do got God and spirit, and we still got to get out here and move God's way. Whether anybody cares or not, we still got to do what we got to do to take care of our situation. I just want to put that out there. But I want to make sure everybody's mindset is okay. Are your mind okay, Mr. Six Eyes?
Yeah. Well, I told you to stand. This ain't Six Eyes.
Stan, I'm sorry.
His older brother, you forgot. It's been a while, brother. How you been doing?
Oh, yeah, it's been a minute since me and you had that talk, man. What's up?
Yeah, it's been
shine
a minute. What's
shine
up?
Shine it.
Yeah.
Just tell you're making a lot of moves. I know there's a lot out there, man, and there's a lot in the media, you know. Early this week, Wednesday, I know we got some real heavy rates and I know a lot of people around the world now are feeling the effects of some of these things here in the United States. Jobs are not going to be hiring. They're going to stop hiring, and jobs are not going to really push for any overtime for a lot of most of these places because they're going to have to pull back. That's because of inflation. I wanted to say this because I want to say this is some of the factors, not all, but some of the factors that a lot of people who are financially set were saying they couldn't keep paying their mortgage. So I think that that is something very interesting to hear. And that tells you how our country really is truly in a recession.
You know what it is. A lot of people. You make the money. You know, we work. We make the money, but it's about what your grandparents and your parents told you about putting something up for a rainy day.
You know, this is what people ain't doing.
You know, they're not doing it. Doing a lot of frivolous spending, buying clothes and bullshit that don't matter after you bought it, and then you know they ain't got nothing to fall back on.
That's true. Now, I got 828. Erico 828 wants to come in and say something.
So brother, you just gonna cut me off in the middle of speaking?
No, I'm not cutting you off. I just had to let them know 828. Definitely gonna be bringing them in. But you finish. Go ahead, Mr. Stan.
I'm sure my brother didn't teach radio like this. So what I'm saying to you is, you gotta put something up for that rainy day. And that's it, my brother. That's it. That's all I got to say right now.
Oh, okay, cool, Stan. No, I wasn't annoying you. Well, since you broke, 828, you have something to say? 828.
Good evening, guys. How are y'all?
How are you doing, young man?
On Saturday night. This is the queen from AJ and the Squad. How is everybody?
I'm doing okay.
My mental is great.
That's great. Good to know that.
So my mental is great, too. And I'm just glad to hear all you guys, y'all beautiful people are out here talking. But, hey, you definitely got to put a lot of bad – what did I say? We got to put a lot of things interest into what America and things. I'm going to tell you what. I had a deep conversation with my younger brother about America. And – it was a very interesting thing because it kind of caught me off guard with the conversation he was having. And sometimes I think we have to wonder, is America the 3% of the world? That's the question. Is America great as the best place to come and live and be now? Or has it took a real setback in basically covering where they want to really be with this country? Also, I have Erico 336. They do want to come in and say something, too. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in. What's up, 336, Erico?
Mm-hmm. That's Miss Pride and Joy.
Hey, baby.
Thank you for bringing me in. We
get ready to go to that entertainment report. But that's a question I want to ask everybody. Has America took a seat back, probably being the best place, best country to live?
I don't think so. I think we're still the best country to live in. I'm just at that point where I just don't give a whole lot of things that I can't change a whole lot about. If you sit back and you allow the things of the world to consume you, you're going to be miserable. There's nothing you can do about the government. There's nothing you can do about the job situations. There's just things you can't do anything about. So why give it the energy? You know, go out. God gives you a new day every day. Go out to make the best of it. Do what you can do. And the rest, leave it up to God. If you sit around and worry about every little thing that's going on in this world, you are going to be as miserable as the people in the world. I refuse to be miserable. My God didn't design me to be miserable. So I just don't worry about it. I honestly just don't worry about it. And that's
what I think that's the best way to... Ooh, I think that's a beautiful take. That's a take. Anybody else have anything else to say?
Well, I got to agree with the sister that just spoke. There's nothing else I can add to that. Well said.
Thank you, sir. And you said
You're
your
welcome.
Name was what? What was your name?
Stanley.
Okay,
Stanley.
Okay. I'm fine, sir. And
so,
another one.
Anybody else before we break
right.
out? One more time, one more. Is that it? We got to get going now. So we got to get into that breaking news entertainment report. I know you guys are ready and fired up for that, man. I am. I can't wait to hear the entertainment report tonight. There's a lot out there I haven't got a chance to cover, and I know you girls got tonight. So are we ready to get into it right now? We ready to swing into the entertainment report and also all news report.
Right. We're ready to get into the entertainment news. Is everybody
right,
ready to move forward? Let's go. This is 6 Hour Radio Network with Ms. Pride and Joy with sports news. Phoenix Sun and Mercury owner Robert Sarver is seeking buyers for the NBA and WNBA teams after a hostile work environment investigation. And Better basketball team owner Robert Sarver is suspended after a recent independent investigation found he engaged in a hostile, insensitive, and inappropriate behavior, announced on a Wednesday. He will sell the NBA Phoenix Sun and the WNBA Mercury. The NBA last week suspended Sarver for a year and fined him $10 million. As a result of an investigation, words that I deeply regret now overshadow near two decades of building organizations that brought people together and strengthened the Phoenix area. Through the undefined power of the professional men and women basketball, Sarver, the management partner of both teams, said in a statement, the Sarver has hoped that the suspension would provide the time for me to focus and make amends and remove my personal controversy. For the statement went on, but in our current unforgiving climate, papally clear that is no longer possible. That whatever good I have done or could still do is outweighed by the things I have done or said in the past. He said, for those reasons, I am beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Sun and Mercury. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said he fully supports the decision. This is the right next step for the organization and the community, the commissioner said. A report detailing the investigation, the commissioner, by the NBA filed an ESPN report about Sarver's allegedly behavior found that he had on at least 5 occasions during his tenure with the Suns and the Mercury organization repeated the N-word. When recounting the statements of the others, additionally, according to the reports, Sarver engaged in instant conduct towards female employees, made many sex-related comments in the workplace, made inappropriate comments about the physical appearance of the female employees and other women, and on several occasions, he engaged inappropriate physical conduct towards male employees as well. Scarper apologized to reports released, though he had noted he disagreed with some of the particulars. Sun Legacy Partner, which operate the NBA and the WNBA teams, said the decision to sell is best for the organization and the community. We also know that today's news does not change the work that remains in front of us to create, maintain, and protect a best-in-class experiment for our staff, our players, our fans, and our partners and community. The group said in a statement, while we are proud of our progress and the culture of respect, and we are building, and we know there remains work to do and relationships to be rebuilt. The NBA players like LeBron James of the Los Angeles Lakers Suns guard, Chris Paul from the Golden State Warriors forward, Draymond Green has criticized the lead, saying they felt the sanction fell far short of what should have been. Scarborough could no longer represent the NBA, Green said today on his podcast, adding, the behavior outlined in the report went against everything that the NBA stands for. The NBA stands for inclusion. The NBA stands for diversity. The NBA definitely stands against bigotry and racism. The report that came out last week in the total opposite of everything that the NBA stands for, Green said, the Draymond Green Show. The Suns, the vice chairman, had also called on Scarborough to resign, and the team jersey sponsor PayPal threatens to not renew the deal with the team if Scarborough remains as the owner. After Scarborough's announcement was released Wednesday, James said in a tweet that he was so proud to be part of the league committed progress. National Basketball Player Association President C.J. McCullen, who plays for the New Orleans, said, we thank Mr. Scarborough for making swift decisions that was in the best interest of our sports community. So what do you guys have to say about that? Anybody have anything they want to say?
It's always something in the sports world, I tell you.
Yep.
These athletes like to think they're above the rules and regulations, but it's always something with them. Always. Always. And then they pat them on their hand and take a little money and think that's okay, and that's not okay. When they're doing things, because if I did some of the things some of these athletes did, they wouldn't do that to me. They really punished me. So with them, they think just taking a little money, and if they're making millions, a couple of thousand ain't going to hurt nothing. So that's definitely, and that's why they act like that, because they know that, for the most part, they're going to get away with it. They'll slap them on the wrist and put them in the corner for a minute, and that's that. And that's not cool. That's not cool at all.
Hey, I have a quick question.
I have a quick question.
The gentleman that's the owner of the team, because I'm not for sure, what is his nationality?
He won't. Caucasian.
Okay. That's how I wanted to make, sure the fans knew it's there.
Okay,
I know the N-word was said. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure
N-word
that was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting.
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Cesar.
I'm good.
Hey.
I'm good. What's going on? Hey, Queen. How you doing, Pride and Joy? What's up, Lewis? So, you know, these coaches, you know, get away with a lot of stuff. $10 million, I mean, that's probably not a lot of money to a coach, you know, who has a pretty good career. So you can't just keep, you know, they'll pay that all day. You know, so it has to be a little bit something more stricter than that. You know, otherwise, you know, it's going to keep having lawsuits. $10 million, he'll give that away. And if you repeat it again, it's just nobody's going to learn from it. So maybe they need to have some kind of program, and you can't go, you know, doing such things. You know, maybe the NBA needs to have some kind of curriculum, behavioral curriculum that they have to go through if they want to keep the coaching job. you know. Apology, you know, to the ones that they harassed. Maybe, you know, some stiffer, you know, penalties like that, you know. And then you said he's messing with guys, too. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know? First, I thought he was just, you know, messing with the you know, women players. You know, oh, you look nice in the uniform, something like that. You know, mm-hmm. and that could be a compliment, but then if they take it the wrong way, that could be bad. So you got to be careful about that. So, yeah, but I think it needs to be stiffer penalties.
Okay. Anything else, you guys, before we move on to the next story?
Yeah, I just have one thing to say. This behavior that I'm hearing seems like something that's in common. It's interesting that this is going on in the NBA, and we just got through having I know we ain't got to this one yet. But Brett Favre's situation is kind of similar to what he did to Mississippi. So, and I'm just surprised that he's still not in discipline in any way of what he just did. But I'm going to go ahead and let y'all friends do an entertaining report in the World Report.
Well, all right, y'all. If we don't have anything else, we're going to move on again. And we're going to go with health again. This time we're going to go with Justin Bieber. Y'all know who Justin Bieber is, right? Justin Bieber, he suspended his tour one time to take care of his health. Following his health crisis this year, the singer who took and suspended his tour in June after being diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. He made an announcement about this in June. Then he went back and he tried it again and he got sick again. So this disease is kind of like you get paralyzed on your face. You can get paralyzed on your face. You can get you can lose sight, and you also can lose hearing with this disease as well. And again, like I said, it paralyzes your face, so you know your face look kind of funny on one side or the most. And this is the disease that you know, Justin Bieber has been in the news for a long time with different situations that he have been in. But this right here is actually something that's slowing his career down. You know, he's married and all that. It is really slowing him down with this right here that he has now, this syndrome that he has. And like I said, you get the shingles, you get things that you usually get after the disease, the chicken pops and all that. You get that with this disease as well. So I know it's changing him a whole lot, and he have a lot of pains in it. He have like a lot of pains. He have a lot of difficult days. You know, some days are better than other days. Plus, this also reminds you when the COVID first came up, because it messed with your taste buds and stuff too as well. Do anybody have anything that they would like to say on this before we move ahead?
Well, from the 6 Eyes Radio Network, I just want him to have a speedy recovery. You know, God is the healer of all healers.
Yes.
So, you know, pray that he, you know, bounces back and get back to doing what he loved performing.
Yes.
On the other hand, I'm sure if he doesn't get back onto the stage that he has some good financial advisors and he puts
right.
something up for a rainy day. I mean, that's
rainy
my hope.
Mm-hmm.
So, from the 6 Eyes Radio Network, we support you and praying for a speedy recovery.
Yes, yes. It's the 6 Eyes Radio Network. This is your boy, JTLN Styles. I do want to say something
okay.
else, just opinion on what 6 Eyes just said, and also said
mm-hmm.
something that Dan said earlier, which is very important, that we have to learn how, and Grammy and all of them used to tell us, you got to put
mm-hmm.
something away for a rainy day.
For
and
rainy.
That, he's
mm-hmm.
probably in that arrangement right now. And it's sad and missing unfortunate that he has this disease. I had one time interviewed him, so I know this is definitely hurting him because he is a great entertainer.
Yeah.
He's
mm-hmm.
very well artist, real booming, real trained. So this is just less than unfortunate that he's in this situation, and I'm praying for him that he can pull through and keep moving forward. So I'm going to pass the ball back to you two girls, and let's get to the entertainment report again.
All right. Miss Lay, did you have anything that you would like to say?
Only thing I can say about that is at least, you know, it's unfortunate that he has it, but the good thing about it, it's not contagious.
Right.
So, you know, he can, when he can, he can still be around people and do what he wants to do as far as he can, what he can do, but it's not contagious, so that's, at least that's a good thing. But.
So, y'all, we're going to go ahead and give out two numbers. It's 1-833-810-5500-919-391-7202. And also, you know, you can always use the nanny number as well. So you can take these numbers to go with you. If this happened to have you or anybody else that may be dealing with something, these are numbers for mental illness. 988 number is the number that you give out for people for you can do suicide. It's all different kind of things that you can call on that number. But we want to make sure that you have a number that you can go with on this just in case you have to go to the next number. So I'm complete on this, and we're going to go on to our next thing of tonight. Anybody have anything they want to say so far? Are we still good, people? We still good? All right, y'all. We're going to go. Was somebody going to say something?
No, I just said you were fine.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't have anything to say. I was just saying we was okay.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to keep on moving, y'all. We're going to keep on moving with the Six Eye Radio. We're going to go to sports. Now, I know everybody knows John Cena. He's a wrestler, right? Everybody knows him, right? He's well-known in the wrestling. He has won competitions. He has run the big competitions 13 times in the big competitions. Then you know he don't be in and out of the different wars and things they have like that. But he's doing something different this time. You heard of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, right? Where he broke the record. He broke the record of anybody that ever did anything with Make-A-Wish program. He broke the record. Yes, yes, yes. He broke the record for he raised the most money. This is one of his new accomplishments, that breaking the world record for the most wishes granted through the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He goes out to the different hospitals for different illness that people have. He goes out to, like, St. Jude's Hospital. He goes to hospitals in his community, different places like that. But he has broke the number one record out of everybody that have done anything. He's done it since 2012. He has been doing it since 2012. And then when he comes out to different hospitals, because he goes out there to different hospitals and meet these kids, he always bring one of his championship belts with him when he go. And he let them take pictures. You know, they take photos and stuff with Mr. John Cena. So anybody have anything they want to say about this great thing that Mr. John Cena has done? I mean, he does more than wrestle. I didn't know that. That's good. Anybody have anything they want to say about this great wrestler? Have anybody ever seen him on TV in action or even seen him in the big ring action?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's come here a couple of times. We used to have wrestling practically every Sunday here in Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes a lot. And he did that close once before. And he was it was over 600 visits that he had made at that time. I don't know where his number is now, but I know it was over 600
at
that
time. It's 650. Yeah.
So, okay. So, see, he's actually really, he's really good about kids and communities.
Right.
We have a young man from our church that had brain cancer, and he wrote him letters. I don't know if he actually came, but I know he wrote him a lot of letters. He made sure he went to the Super Bowl 1 year. So he really is, he definitely gives back. He loves the kids. And he's always been that way. You know, ever since he came out, he's always been a very giving, a very humble person. So, you know, despite the roughness of the ring, he's really a sweetheart. So I commend him for that, definitely.
Okay. Any of you guys have anything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, echoing, you know, what you all said about him. I think that's great, you know, because a lot of people just get lost and absorbed in themselves. And it's all about him. And, you know,
no man is an island to himself. You know, we all need each other. And
nice.
The fact that he lends himself, you know, to the kids, you know, considering what they're going through, you know, something that, you know, serious as cancer, you know, just going to have a glimmer of hope to be normal, you know, for just a moment, I think is a blessing. And
right.
You know, it's lifetime memories that they can have, you know, despite what they're going through on a daily basis, you know, before that chemotherapy, they're with their idol. They're holding that belt, you know, and this ain't no fake belt. This is an actual belt, you know. So that just helps to bring to them, you know, with what they're going through, you know, with their cancer. And it brings a sigh of relief and a weight off the shoulders of the parents just for a moment. So I think it's very, a very stand-up guy. And again, from the 6 Hours Radio Network, we applaud him because, like I said, that's another selfless act. As what you displayed when you cut your hair and what the educator, Queen, does on a daily basis, selfless. So that's the selfless act, you know. Not selfish, but selfless, meaning you're putting others before you, you know. You're putting yourself before, you know. You are putting yourself first, you know, to make sure everybody's okay. So that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
All right. You have anything you like to say, DJ ATL?
I do have one thing to say. Is as long as you keep positive, stay on the right path, and just keep pushing what he's doing, man. It's just a motivator for him to keep pushing. That's what it is.
All right. All right, y'all. Back with 6 Hours Radio. This time we going right back, y'all. We done been on this one time, been on here twice. Now we're going to go in here again. And it's Tiffany Haddish and Avery Spearman. It's the two comedians. They still on this case about these people messing with these children that they have messed with, you know. They have been to court so many times. They even said Tiffany Haddish had her daughter as her lawyer, you know. Neither one of them is not talking too much about anything, but, you know, they getting ready to decide on what they're going to do the next time they go because, like they say, these kids have got older. You remember they was 14 and 7, something like that, and they, like, 22. I think it's, like, 22, 17, something like that they are now. And they getting ready to take it for their last time. I guess, you know, everybody got to be in their place this time if she's going to bring her daughter, it would be. But they going, getting ready to go, and they're going to do it their last time. What do y'all think about this? I mean, going to court so many times when you got people, you got videos.
Well,
first of all, you got videos showing them messing with the kids. Videos. I mean, so you know they're not telling no lie because you got videos of these people doing this to these kids. And on the video, remember I told y'all, they call the videos pedophiles. They calling their own self pedophiles on the videos. But still, they got these kids messing with each other. They don't mess these kids' life all up. They still going to therapy and stuff right now, you know, going through this. And then they still have to keep reliving it over and over because they keep having to go to court. So, you know, I hope this time is the last time, like they say, and hopefully they get things done.
Well, one thing about it, the daughter cannot represent the mother. That's a conflict of interest.
That's
not going to hold up. Nobody can represent their loved one in that capacity of being a lawyer because you can just take her side just by default that's your parent. So that's a conflict of interest. She won't be able to represent her mom, so they're going to throw that out. And again, you know, pedophilia is wrong. You know, they could have again. See, this is the case. You know, same thing with Bill Cosby. You know, when he wanted to have his fantasy of messing, you know, with the women, you know, while they were drugged. He could have hired actresses, you know, to create that experience. At the same time, they have what's called crisis actors,
that can recreate anything that they're trying to create. So if this is what they were trying to do, just like they do on To Catch a Predator with Chris Hansen, they could have hired some real adult actors, you know, mimicking children. You understand what I'm saying? But not to put those kids in that situation. You know, to get their point across, hire some crisis actors, male and female, and let them know, you know, if your discretion is advised, what they're trying to depict, you know, and the point they're trying to get across. But to put those kids in that situation like that, you know, that's years of therapy, you know. So totally wrong. Shame on both those comedians. I'm complete.
Okay.
So, Ms. Friday, I had heard that the mother was actually dismissing the charges. Have you heard anything about that?
Mm-mm.
Because I heard that the charges were actually being dismissed because the mother recanted the claim. And, you know, once it's been dismissed, they can't be filed again. I don't know how true that is. But, yeah, I heard that she was dismissing the charges against them or dismissing the claim. Now, the state can still take up the charges. But the woman herself, I think, has recanted her story. But the state can still take them on the court, though. So I was like, when hearing that the mother was recanting, I was wondering, have they paid her something? You know, because we'll hush up for some money in a heartbeat. So I was wondering if they just paid her something.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the state can still take up the case. So whether she recant or not, they can still go to trial behind it.
Okay. No, I haven't heard anything about it yet.
Wow.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to be complete, and we will be saying if there's anything else on there that we will bring back to you next weekend. If they bring something back to us, we'll bring something back to you guys. Next, we're going to be going, let's see, to other stories.
Before we do that, let you get a drink of water or something.
Okay.
Let's take a break, ATL. Hope you're on your P's and Q's today. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right back. Six Eyes Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And the thing about radio is to be alert. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. Six Eyes Radio Network. And we'll be right back, Six Eyes Radio Network. Keep your composure, boy. Lewis.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what, Queen? I wish you were on the board. I really do. Matter of fact,
I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Hey, it's your boy DJ ATLM Style, trying to get this board going right now. Everybody, we back after commercial break. All right. Sorry for technical difficulties. The board kind of is going slow. I don't know where my internet service is not picking up this stuff fast enough. All right, let me get back to you. So,
we're done with the entertainment report, or we still pushing, got any more entertainment coming out?
Yeah, we have some more entertainment coming out, but if you had something that you wanted to play, if you had a new song, did you have some music or something you wanted to play?
Yeah, I can put some music on. We'll play some music right now. All right, we're going to play some Tupac. You ain't mad at you. Classic. City.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood, shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at you.
I've played with feet before.
You know you're the biggest.
Yeah, I love feet.
You know I like you. You know,
the toes. I'm not gonna get you.
Magic in the air. This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
This is Lynn Townsend. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All right.
And we want to say a happy birthday to the Godfather. The Godfather celebrated the birthday on yesterday, and Monday is Pride and Joy's birthday on the 26th. And we want to say happy early birthday to her from the 6 Hours Radio Network. Godfather, Pride and Joy, Godfather. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Very, very welcome. Very welcome you are. All right.
All right.
So what do we have next?
Well, I went and got pulled up the Tiffany Haddish thing so we can make sure we have the right understanding of it. That's what I went to do. So
okay.
Tiffany Haddish says that she lost all her gigs after this abuse claim came out. She said, following a notice of dismissal filed by the plaintiff for the lawsuit involving allegations, she said that it cost her, she's saying that it cost her a lot of money, but her mother did report the thing. She did. But she's still saying that she is losing a lot of money because nobody wants to work with her anymore. So she's still saying that she's lost a lot of money, but her mother did pull it. She did pull it. But she's still saying that, you know, during the time that she's been going back and forth through these court procedures, she said that they have made her lose a lot of money, a lot of jobs, a lot of movie deals that she had, even another girl trip. And she's saying that she done lost all of that with all of this that's going on. So,
you know, that's unfortunate.
Go ahead.
And, were you done? I'm sorry. Were you complete?
No, go ahead. You can go ahead.
So, you know, that's unfortunate, you know, that these allegations have came about, you know, and if they prove true, you know, you just messed your career up. You know, again, I mean, if they were, here's the thing, if they're doing a documentary, normally when you get children that are underage, you have to sign what's called a waiver. Okay, you have a letter of intent, and then you sign what's a waiver. Okay, so you know we're doing a documentary, blah, blah 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 blah. You know the parties that are involved are underage. You get your consent of the parent, and there's a description of what's going to be depicted. You know in the script. Now this is how it's normally done. I mean professionally, this is how it's done. So if you and I get ready to do a movie, it's going to be a storyboard. It's going to be a script, you know, with directions. It's going to, you know, if anybody that's underage, you know, of course, they're going to have a parent's signature. You know, if not the actual parent, if there's a guardian that consents to the children being produced in the documentary.
Right.
It seems like they cut corners in doing this by having these kids underage, probably buying them video games full of candy and donuts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not cool because now these children are traumatized and they're going to have therapy for who knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the girl gets ready to have a child, you know, that might pose us a problem.
Right.
You know, because they were violated at an early age, at a young age, and that's not cool, you know. And as you know, Tyler Perry and Tiffany Haddish are very, very close. I mean, he got a Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
No,
he got her Rolls Royce.
Yeah, he bought a Rolls Royce. You know, and you don't want to strain your relationships like that. I mean, it's not worth it when they, again, could have hired crisis actors to fulfill what they were trying to, you know, display across the big screen.
So, DJ. I'm listening to y'all, and I really don't see
go ahead, Joe.
Sorry. I know Aries, and it was her. What was it they actually did? They actually, when these kids came on, what did they do actually to get them to be in a saying that this is pedophilia? I'm trying to. Can y'all explain that to me?
They say, but Tiffany Haddish, she's the one that was friends with the mother. She was the one that was friends with the mother, and then Tiffany and Aries was friends. She must used to keep the kids, you know, like the mother work or whatever. She would probably keep them sometimes when she wasn't doing nothing. She promised those kids that she would get them on Nickelodeon. See, this is where this part came at. She told them that she would get them on Nickelodeon, took them out there and everything. They was taking them out there. Once they went out there, they dropped by Avery's house, the man. And this is where it all took off at, you know. Promising, like I said, she can get them a job on, you know, Nickelodeon and all that. Plus, they went to this man's house. And once they went to this man's house, this is where everything happened at this man's house. The little boy, he was 7, the girl was 14. They told the little boy to go up. In this upstairs. So when he went upstairs, he kind of went, you know, all the way up, but they were still downstairs where they was, first they started with the little girl with a sandwich. They gave her a sandwich to eat. And Tiffany showed her how to eat this sandwich. Now, we all know how to eat a sandwich, but it wasn't that kind of sandwich way. She was doing it sexual-wise, eating it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And why he, you know, showing her how she's supposed to do this, eat in a certain way and all this kind of stuff. Then Aries, the man, started looking at the boy, the 7-year-old. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so he decides that, you know, she was getting him hot with the way she was showing the little girl how to eat the sandwich. So he started looking at the little boy that was 7, took his pants down, pulled his pants down. Yeah.
Don't say that.
That's what they saying? That's what they saying?
And that's what Aries spit. Wow.
That's
wow.
what they saying he did. They said on both of all the stuff that came out, they saying that he was looking at her eat the sandwich because Tiffany was showing her a certain way how she's supposed to eat a sandwich. And it was getting him off, so then he got the little boy, and then he pulled the little boy pants down.
You know what?
They even said they got videos of this stuff that was what they was doing to these children.
Well, in that case, they should both be blackballed. They never should work in the industry again because that's sick. And then here's the thing. A person, a child that's never been on a professional lot. Now here's my question. Now you say this. Now I'm sure Area Spirit's got a pretty nice, decent sized house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now here's what I'm wondering. Here's what I'm wondering. You said 7 and 12 years old or something.
7
something
and 14.
7
and 14.
Okay. So 7 and 14. Again, people that's never been nowhere.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did they mock up and make Aries Spears' home beat Nickelodeon? Did they have the Nickelodeon sign? I mean, because clearly you got to put on them to a lot. You know, at the real Nickelodeon.
Now, from what it's saying that they actually took them to this nice place, you know, this nice place, which was Avery's house. It was his house, and it was a nice house, you know. Probably because they'd never been in and all of this. And that's what they was trying to pursue it as, that this is where they was going to get their big break at. See, these are kids that thinking they're going to get their big break, getting ready to work in television and stuff like that. He had his house fixed up.
See, again, that's why I get confused that. Go ahead, Six.
Yeah, so again, clearly, Nickelodeon lot is huge, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You pull it onto a lot. Now maybe you pass the security guard, okay? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but Erie Spears House is no comparison to Nickelodeon. So what I'm saying is, by these kids being young and still impressionable, maybe they mocked up his house to look as though, to depict Nickelodeon, or this is like a small portion of Nickelodeon. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the kids believed it. And this is where this unfortunate event taking place. But that's sick. So if that's the case, neither Tiffany Haddish nor Aries Spears should work in the industry again. Now, we thought Monique was bad, but Monique is a choir girl compared to them.
Well, I guess my confusion comes from, again, with the R. Kelly thing, just like that. Where are these parents? If you said 7 and 14, where are these parents at? And if you are the parent, if you allowed your child to go with these people, you are so superficial because all you looking at is, oh, my child about to make some money, my child about to go big. If you've allowed your child to go with these people, you are as far as you. I don't care who you are. If my child is 7, you're not going nowhere with nobody without me. I don't care who it is. So, again, we keep bypassing the fact that these parents are not doing their part because they're looking at dollar signs. They're looking at fame and fortune and letting these kids go off with anybody. And that's not cool.
It's not. And, see, it seemed like you would have learned the lesson, you know. So you got the allegation of Michael Jackson with Never Neverland. Okay, you got the allegations with Robert Sylvester Kelly, you know. And the thing is, to have somebody in your Rolodex of prestige, okay, there's no way. It's 90 days in summer. And they said for the Robert Kelly situation, some of them parents seen their kids maybe twice during the whole summer. But see, you sacrifice your children on the promise of getting fame. You know, you don't sacrifice your kids for that. I mean, your kids are worth more than some type of fame. And to, oh, shut up, I'm about to get ready to call R. Kelly. Don't say nothing. Put yourself on me. Little Nuke is at R. Kelly's, girl. Little Nuke is at R. Kelly's. Don't say nothing. Put yourself on mute, girl. You know? So you sacrifice your child for that to call, get R. Kelly on the phone. Okay. But at what cost? The cost of your children? Crazy. Same thing with this Tiffany Haddish and Aaron Spears situation. You know? That it's not worth it. It's not worth it to sacrifice your kids for the possible, not guaranteed promise of fame. You sacrifice your children. That's sick.
Hey, this is DJ Kale. I have to come in and say something on this. And, you know, my logic and theory of this right now is everything Six Y'all saying. And there was a saying that I always used to hear from my father and my grandparents about when these ages. He said, you know, they always used to tell the older children, don't you be playing with the younger children. Stay away from the younger children. You know, they used to be on top of you. Always play with the kids your age. This is kind of like what we're logically seeing. The pedophilia is basically seem like it's attached. We'll have 22-year-olds playing with a 15- and 13-year-old, and they going out and doing criminal activity. I think that's final, and that's what's going on. But I also want to go ahead because I have another caller that's calling from 850 that wants to say something, I believe. 850, you're allowed to come in and speak.
Good morning. How are you? I didn't know if you saw me or not. But anyway, I'm just wondering, where is the contract to sign for these children that you just letting your children go? Who made the contract sign, and what the parent had to make? You've got to sign some consent form, especially when you're dealing with a minor, a child. So are you just, I mean, freebasing them? Are you just freebasing them on merit? Are that you have gotten paid some type of money? Where are the contracts? Where are the merit? Where are the protocols that you're following? Amen. When it comes to a minor child, are you just handing them over for a piece of meat?
It seems like they're doing the latter.
I'm glad you brought that up. He brought up a great thing. He brought up a great topic.
there has to be in some way some monetary situation being transferred, because I had a gentleman said something to me about another case about a couple years ago, and this is the thing. They had a young lady, which was here in Atlanta. This is a story here in Atlanta. The lady was needed drugs real bad, and what she did, she went to this telescope. You know, this guy has a problem, and she gave her, I think her 9 or 5, I think it was 8 or 5 year old child, no, it's an 8 year old child, over to the guy that has pedophilia issues to take a couple cash. So most of the time with R. Kelly situation, there were money being exchanged for what was going on. So these parents were involved with R. Kelly. I believe even with Stephen Hatcher, the situation I'm just hearing, I've heard again there was some kind of money exchanged to help pay some bills or something. And they didn't, in that situation, they thought that there were not going to be any harm. Like y'all said, the children was promised to be the audition for Nickelodeon. But to be honest with you, there was no set thing together that guaranteed them to be on Nickelodeon at all. So that's the miserable fortunate of that tale right now. I just didn't know really what was really going on as far as consistently whether there really being some telephilia going on. So the problem now that I think I'm seeing throughout the industry, and this has probably been taboo in the African-American community and probably taboo in all the communities, we have people who just want to mess with young children. And I advise a lot of parents out there, if your child is trying to get in any entertainment field, be with them when they go to their auditions. Be with them on anything they do. Do not leave them with any of these celebrities at all. Always be involved in knowing that what your child is going on, because it seems like this pedophilia stuff is just all over the place, and it doesn't matter what it is. I'm sitting here right now. I would say this. I work at I'm doing security at a movie theater. I'm watching grown men walk all the way across the street and try to holler at young girls, and I'm telling them, actually, those are kids. They're not grown adults. So I think that this is something that definitely has to now start to be looked at in the United States, and we have a pedophilia problem here in this country right now, these people. So I'm going to pass the ball to Six Eyes, and you can go ahead and come from here, man.
Yeah, like Evangelist Clayton said, welcome to the show. They're doing the latter. They're selling their kids, you know, for the least amount of money, but to them it's a lot of money. You know, and when the money runs out, this is when the problems come in. You know, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And normally, you know, like you said, there is paperwork that shows, you know, that we're going to be doing a movie. You know, you have to sign a waiver, you know, to allow your child to be in the production, and you go from there. But Nickelodeon lot is huge. Nickelodeon lot is like, three, four, five football fields long, blue in color, and you know how the Nickelodeon sign is. Again, with them kids never seeing anything, you know, such as Nickelodeon, just off TV, there you go. You know, so they pretty much made Eric Spears' house a mock-up to represent Nickelodeon, and the kids did no different. And that's what happened. And go ahead.
So what is Nickelodeon saying as far as them using their name in this whole situation? Have they did a press release? Have they, you know, opted themselves out of this? Are they in an attachment?
Nickelodeon hasn't said nothing that Nickelodeon has said. It just said that they told the kids that they're going to be Nickelodeon, but it hasn't said anything coming from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I think Nickelodeon should step in there.
Well, they better speak up then, right?
Right.
Yeah, because they can lose a lot of
that's putting them in,
you know,
it. They better speak up.
You know, because that's not cool, you know, because Nickelodeon still got some decent programming out there.
That's right.
You don't wanna, you know, you got these two comedians, you know, doing this documentary and promises of getting them on Nickelodeon, you know, that could tarnish Nickelodeon's, you know, brand.
Because Because me being that parent, they keep putting your name in it, and you ain't defending yourself. I'm coming after you then, if that's the case. Forget them. I'm coming to you. I'm going for the big dogs. So you're going to get yourself out of it. Wow. Okay. Well, beautiful people, I'm going to head out. It's definitely been a pleasure.
Okay, well, before you go, how's your mental? Because we neglected to ask you, how's your mental?
My mental is great. It's awesome. It's challenged, but productive. So as long as what I set out to do gets accomplished on a daily basis, then I'm okay.
Yeah.
Again, I can only control what I can control. So.
Right.
Absolutely. And
we learn that, we'll stop trying to control everything.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know what? To save your mental at this point, that's what we need to do. I said, all that stuff going on in the world, from the government to the other country, I can't do nothing about none of that stuff. People going to do what they're going to do. They're going to decide what they're going to decide. That is not my issue. I can't worry about it. If it ain't doing nothing right here in this apartment or my school or my child's wife or my grandson, I can't worry about none of that stuff. I just can't do it. I can't give it any more energy.
Right.
That's true. I have to agree with you because, like I said, you know, we all tend to do and take on more, you know, and we have to remember it's just us at the end of the day, so we can't spread ourselves so thin, you know, and, you know, because, you know, I have nieces and nephews. And I asked my nieces and nephews to be big brother, be big sisters. Be better big brother, be better big sisters. You know, instead of putting everything on me. You know, and they don't seem to get that. Oh, well, your uncle. Well, yeah, I'm uncle. But if uncle falls, then what? Y'all screwed.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So all I ask them to do is put your eyes on your niece because I'm almost an hour away. Versus them, they're like maybe 15 minutes away, you know, versus where I'm at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, put your eyes on your niece. I mean, on your sister. Put your eyes on your sister, you know. So, you know, pray for me for that, that they can understand what I'm saying to them.
Right.
Because you can't just call uncle when you need money. You know, I'm not just a wallet, you know. So they got to do better. And I told them that. On my father's birthday, you know, y'all got to be better, bigger brothers and bigger sisters.
That's
complete.
And
my mental,
all what we have.
Yeah, my mental is doing all right. Just trying to keep it balanced. There's a lot of pressure on me.
Good.
But you guys have a beautiful rest of the night. It's been great. And as
you too,
always, God blessings to you. Sweet dreams.
You
and don't
too.
Let the bed bugs bite. And if
you
they bite, then you get you another mattress.
You got a
right.
All right.
You know, that's like some of the things, you know, you think about what your parents said to you when you was a kid. And now you're grown and you think about it. And they say, good night, don't let the bed bugs bite. Well, if I got bed bugs, I need new mattress. I'm just not going to go on the bed and not let it bite me.
Yeah.
Get me a new mattress.
It's a bite, yeah.
And do you know there used to be a game? There used to be a game by Milton Bradley called Bed Bugs?
Yes. Don't let the bed bugs bite. If I got bed bugs, I need a new mattress. I'm going to just not let it bite me. I'm just supposed to sleep in certain places on the bed. Come on now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the things they used to say, I tell you.
That's what, yeah, you think about it. You think about a lot of
you
stuff.
You think about those things now, like, come on.
Yeah. You know, and you kind of still live by what they used to
some
say.
Some of them you live by now. Some of them I do still live
I do
by.
It
yes, I
that.
Do. Yes, I do. That one with your pocketbook on the floor, don't you let me see no pocketbook on the floor.
You better not.
Don't you do it.
You better not do it. Not up
I don't want your pocketbook on the floor. I don't want your shoes on my bed.
And then they say if they sweep your feet, accidentally sweep your feet too.
Yes.
You better sit on that broom.
Right.
Sit on it real quick.
Real quick. And don't you see a black cat going across the road?
You see a black cat you crossing making a cross with your feet and everything.
Exactly. Exactly.
My mom used to say, don't you buy no man no shoes. He going to walk right out your life.
Walk up right out of your life. Right.
Right. I won't do it either. I'll send you the money. If you buy some shoes, you get you some shoes. I'm not going to the store and buy you no shoes.
Right.
And they tell you too. Don't you buy nobody no clock. Because they kick
somebody
out of your
time is up or something. Yes, the things they say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to have a scene one month. And it was like, oh, God, the things you bringing up. My mom
exactly.
Said, I done told you 50-11 times. 50-11? Mama, that's not even a number. What happened to 61? They didn't tell me
right.
50-11 times. That's not no number.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
they
used to say.
I'm going to be serious, though.
Now you think about it like that, and you made no darn sense. You eat it, boy, eat it, you. Well, probably because the food ain't going to eat me. What do you mean?
You know, and remember we used to say, well, now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray that the Lord would keep me near. You know, that we had so much that we said, you know. But if you look at it and listen to it, you know, it wasn't making no sense, but it did make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it did make sense, you know. But they made it comical and laugh, but it catch you. A lot of things.
Because the point, if I should die before I wake, really, you going to do both of them?
Really?
You going to die and wake up? Well, I guess technically you are. Because
if you die,
you're going to wake up
before
the Lord, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, another thing that didn't make no sense, rockabye baby on the treetop. Who has a baby in the treetop?
Right. If the ball breaks, the baby going to fall. And if the baby falls, you're going to jail.
Okay.
Right.
And here's my thing. What did the baby eat in order for the ball to break and fall? What did they eat?
Yeah. Rock a bye baby in the treetop.
Yeah.
It was something, I tell you. Just the things you think about, like, really? And we live by those. We took those to heart, honey.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember, they would tell us if you put something in your shoe, you'll grow. You'll grow. What the world we had to put in our shoe? And we thought we were going to grow. We thought we had to grow. We go to church.
They tell her.
Yeah. And
remember they used to tell the girls, if you swallow watermelon seeds, you get pregnant.
Right. You
eat
carrots and make your eyes pretty. Really?
I thought,
you know how many carrots I
ate? I thought she.
I had a timer set on my watch. I had a Casio watch. And I had that alarm set. I would eat a carrot at 2 a.m. If I'm at home, I would have a carrot at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Well, I still have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my biggest ones, my mom used to always say, allow a man to come in your house on New Year's first to bless your house.
Uh-huh.
So my brothers and my cousins would always meet me up at church for watch night service at the house, and they walk in. So finally, Mari probably was about, 19 years old, and we sat outside for 30 minutes waiting on my cousin. So finally, Mari was like, Mom, I'm tired. Why can't we go in the house? I said, Mari, we waiting on a man to come for he can walk in the house. My baby said, Mama, didn't you tell me Jesus is everywhere? And ain't Jesus in the house? Baby, we walked around in the house like ain't nothing ever happened. I said, out of mouth the babe.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Told me Jesus was everywhere, so he already in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, baby, let's go. So after that, every New Year's, my cousin said, you need me to come to the house. Oh, honey, Jesus is already in the house. I ain't got to worry about it. You good? Go to bed. So this is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then what's the other saying? Do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, no, the good one was when they get ready to give you a whooping, this going to hurt me worse, it's going to hurt you. Are you sure?
Right.
Really? Let's see. And then after they whooping, they're saying, shut up, I get something to cry for. You just whooped me. What do you mean?
Now I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all the funniest thing. So my brother, rest his soul. So woodshop. Now when I was in woodshop, and I'm gonna tell you. So I was in eighth grade, and we had to trace this. It was a kettle. It was a cutout of a kettle.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to trace the kettle, and then you had to cut it out. You had to cut out the handle. You know how you hold a teacup?
Mm-hmm.
You had to be able to hold that handle. Mm-hmm. And after you cut it out, you had to shellac it. When I tell you my parents had to love me to keep that thing, it was crazy. The handle was all jagged, messed up. It was too much shellac on it. They kept that thing. They had to love me. And at that point, I said, you are not a creative with your hands, but you're a creative with your mind and your voice. And here we are today. But they kept that kettle. They had to love me. But my brother made a paddle. He made a paddle in woodshop. Nice big paddle. Drilled holes in it. Even etched his name in it. Rob. Called himself, okay, well, y'all get in trouble. They're going to use this on y'all. Not only my brother had that product used on him.
Yeah.
Something he made with his own hands. My father wore his butt out. So he called himself leaving it behind the door. Yeah, y'all get in trouble. Daddy gonna use this on y'all, and all. He was his best customer.
Wow.
And my father had this black leather belt, and something my brother didn't do, my sister didn't do, they get a whooping. And you hear him? I told you not to do this and blah, 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 blah. Ow! And then he hit himself again. I said, oh, my God. He hit himself a couple more times. He said, shit, I'm up here whooping me. Yeah, y'all just keep yourself in your room. Don't come out your room. I'm sitting up here whooping y'all. I'm whooping me. So, yeah. And he said, oh, my God. Wow. I mean, he was just talking to him. I thought I told y'all not to do this, and you sat up here and you, ow! And he did it again, and suddenly, ow! And he said, shit, I'm whooping myself. Y'all just stay in your room. Yeah.
The things they used to say.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a great night. Catch you next week.
All right, then. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
All right. And tomorrow, make sure you get your praise on without leaving the house. Tomorrow, the Six Eyes Radio Gospel Show, 12 Central, 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific. Get your praise on without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. And we did lose one of our faithful listeners. We lost Jim Onion. If you all ever listen to Motivational Monday or listen to the Gospel Show, Mr. Onion would stop by. That's actually Emily's dad. The one that does the Bible scripture reading. She lost her father today, so we want to send out condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family at this difficult time. We lost Jim Onion tonight, so condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network. And keep Emily in your prayers.
Okay.
Ooh. And so with that, if we have nothing else to say, I'll bet you play something you want to talk about.
I have some more things I need to do.
Oh, come on.
I don't use my pretty handwriting for nothing.
All right, well, come on. All right, take it away.
All right.
Get away, birthday girl.
We ain't going no birthday girl.
It's coming up Monday.
Yep, then, All right, yeah, we're going to be going on. I'm going to be going to try to go too. So be through by time. It's time to go and be through.
All right.
Six Eye Radio Network with Miss Pride and Joy. And now we're going to go on politics, you guys. We're going to go to politics. The DOG has charged 47 people with stealing $250 million from a pandemic program meant to provide meals to the needy children. The Justice Department on Tuesday announced charges against 47 people accused of stealing $250 million from the federal program designed to provide meals for the needy children during the pandemic. According to the Department of the Sheriff Department, the largest stealer in, Oh, okay.
Sorry,
did you say something?
A lot of people.
Yeah, COVID-19.
A lot of people.
Yes, and it's the largest that they don't had in a while. A fraud undercover by investigators. To this date, the defendants are facing ranging of charges, including conspiracy, fraudulent, money laundering, paying, receiving initial money, kickbacks. The defendant prosecutor said that at a network shell company connected to this program in Minnesota, they found it out that these people were stealing their money from this program. The ones that actually was feeding the kids, they was not feeding the kids, or they took some of the food home, which most of them did. They took some of the food home, and they noticed that a lot of the food was missing. So now all 47 of these people are in jail. Each and every one of them that came out of the cafeteria where they was fixing the food at, they're all in jail for stealing $250 million worth of the program for the needy children. What y'all
really
think about that?
Worth it?
This is DJ AT. I have to jump on this quick. Out of the 47 people that they're talking about, what city were all these were all infected, and who were these folks? Were these folks politicians? Were these folks politically, or were they just regular people? Who were these people?
Yeah, they got to be political because they said politics. So it's fun. You know it's going to be in the federal program. They are in the federal program. These are people that was for different kind of organizations and stuff. They was feeding, like, people that was out there during the pandemic. They had a certain amount of food that they had gave each and every place, and this was in Minnesota. But instead of them doing what they supposed to do, you know how sometimes people do when they work, they see something they want, they grab some of it and put it on in the trunk and take it on home, or take it home because they don't want to cook, an easy way out. Well, $250 million worth is missing of these people food to feed these needy children.
That's a lot
from a program.
A lot,
right. It sure is.
$250 million worth
of chicken. It's a lot. And I wonder, Minnesota, now let me ask you, this is the question, or are they liberals or they're just regular? Was it a liberal party, or was it Republicans? Was it Democrats? What party constituents were doing these? Because, God, sometimes you have to tie a party down to these things and figure out what was going on. It's just my mind that $250 million is a lot of damn money. And if you, and again, for Minnesota, if it's just circling Minnesota, I'm still trying to figure out what logically is Minnesota, what kind of state is Minnesota in right now at this time, what was the state, and why was that much money being donated to Minnesota? I know we had,
Go ahead. Yeah, I was saying that it was a program for COVID-19. It was for the children, It wasn't for everybody. This was a children program they was doing. You know, needed children, the children that was walking around and they wasn't eating or wasn't having nothing to eat and stuff like that. These was for people. They was feeding these children that would come up there to eat, the ones that wasn't getting fed at home.
Well,
but
the
people that worked inside of there was doing some inside work in there, and that's where that money went at. They was taking the food home. Probably filling up their trunks and all kinds of stuff.
That's the bad look about this. What I find disturbing with this is that this is barely getting any press now. I think that they're right now, they're locking people up right now for PP loans. I know y'all heard about that. I know they've been locking a lot of people who did not know what they were doing. There was a lot of people that are innocent that was in these standards who do not understand political field. Now, again, could we be doing the same thing to Black Lives Matter? They took most of their money and bought homes and bought cars and paid for security companies. Are they on the same bout? So this is what I'm trying to figure out now.
This program was suspended by Congress. This program was suspended by Congress during the pandemic. So Congress was the one that was giving them
Congress
the
was behind this. So Congress was behind.
Yes.
So it was actually not. It actually was our taxpayer of money that these folks were doing. So that's basically what you're saying. Okay. All right. I see why the concern. I see why this story has not made it out. But I see why this story does exist. Because again, we're dealing with our taxpayers' money. I was just wondering when you look at Black Lives Matter, because I'm gonna have to bring this up. You look at Black Lives Matter. Again. Even though they're chapters and it's different levels, the higher end chapters bought homes with their claim with the money and bought cars and those things are very, very detrimental because there's a lot of victims and people who were out there doing a lot to try to push the Black Lives Matter movement who didn't see not a dime or anything from that. And I'm not saying they posted, but didn't see anything. And I didn't see any programs being developed from Black Lives Matter to help the needy people who are out there who needed their help. I don't see them getting any help having putting a trust fund together for probably some of these people who got shot and killed who couldn't afford a lawyer. So they at least need some money there so they can get a lawyer. So these are things that I look at, and I was just wondering, since y'all was saying this one, these are things that I was looking at with Black Lives Matter. I feel that they might be going down this road too because a lot of people are going to have to ask those kind of questions. Where was the money going from Black Lives, all the money being donated? Why was it going? Was it even doing anything for the constituents that they were actually representing?
Right.
Let's
see what this
is. I'm going to go ahead and push it back to you. I'm sorry for pushing that up.
All right. That's all right. So there is also said that, you know, this was a federal child nutrition program. Who is with? I'm trying to see. Operating by the defendants and other fraudulent claims and services.
I heard you say DOG. What is DOG?
It don't say. It just say DOG charge. So it don't say unless it's the nutrition program is called that. This is a nutrition program that was feeding them. Is that what you're talking about?
Is the same people investigating Donald Trump. So they don't want DOJ. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said this is very huge. What party were they circling around to deal with this on? But could this be tied to this Minnesota? Could this be tied to Trump or not? Right now, as far as I know, there's some things that the accusation going still as we speak. Donald Trump, they're still trying to... which I think is a lost cause. So I think they probably moved to this because this seems like a more of a case for them to get out there and get everybody mind focused off Trump.
Right.
So now we're talking about the Department of Justice. That's what we're talking about.
Right. The DOJ is the Department of Justice. That's who they are.
Okay.
The same people who in Donald Trump.
Same people. Exactly. Okay, gotcha. It's just so much going on. It's hard to contain so much that's going on. You know, especially in the mindset of our children, and that really bugs me right there, because you have the audacity to sell off your child for a dollar, for the love of money. I mean, it ain't no big money. It ain't no lifetime money. You know, it doesn't make a difference. I don't care what it is, though. $2 million, that ain't no money. It ain't no money. I don't care what the case may be. You know, is that factor that you're selling your child off for fame and fortune because of to try to make your name? It ain't going to work. It's not going to work. You know, it may work for a little bit, but it's not going to work because it's not the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're damaging your children. I don't care how much you want your child to be recognized on TV and to say my name, say my name. Y'all remember that little song? Say my name,
mm-hmm.
say my name.
Say my name.
You know, and it's unbearable to
know
what here. Yes, sir.
May I come in? There's something
mm-hmm,
I want to say, and I think that there's something that our society, and I'm going to say it now, with the internet, because just the internet and everything and the way our
mm-hmm.
society is built now is that everyone has financial situations. Everyone does. I don't think there's not one person that walk in the United States of America is not thinking about some way to get more money, to pay for something, or in some kind of
mm-hmm.
financial debt tool. Even with money. I'm talking about even with money. So when these situations come up, as soon as someone gets the opportunity to take some money, they're going to take it. Regardless of whether the situation is going to be resolved or whether it's going to be right or wrong, they take it. And when you put
mm-hmm.
things out there and it's not enough education, because, I mean, I'm just being straight honest with you, because I got caught up with something. So if someone gets out there and says, hey, you can have this, you can do this, it's no problem to this. But most of the time, if it sounds true and it sounds too good, then more likely it's not real. And I think a lot
mm-hmm.
of folks get in. That's why I went back to the PP loans. A lot of the stuff
mm-hmm.
that went down with that overall,
yeah.
to be real honest with people, a lot of people got taken on that because they really thought that was free money. They really didn't think it was to be played back. They didn't understand the political feel of that. They started thinking
mm-hmm.
it was just, kind of, okay, somebody's giving me a forgiveness. Somebody's forgiving me a loan. A forgiveness loan, they're thinking a forgiveness loan means you don't pay it back. You can do whatever you want with it. But they come out to find
mm-hmm.
out that was not true once the government come
mm-hmm.
at you. They start
mm-hmm.
asking the questions, why did you, what, and again, a lot of these folks that they went after was not educated to understand that.
Okay.
They were
exactly.
not educated. And I think that's why I say the money yeah. situation and what you're saying so much about Instagram, TV, and people want to be in
mm-hmm.
front. It's so they're
mm-hmm.
so far ahead trying to deal with their financial situation mindset that is the most hardest thing to deal with in this day and time. I mean, I can tell everybody right now, everyone's got some kind of, my phone might be off next week, or my electric bill might not be able to pay. My mortgage might not be able to pay. I need money to pay this.
Mm-hmm.
I need money to pay for that. So regardless of your situation,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay for something to live. So this is the situation. These are the situations that people put themselves in. So I guarantee,
mm-hmm.
out of 47 of those people who took that, I believe about 30 or 40% of them didn't even know what the hell they were doing. They just thought it was just okay. It was all right. I really needed help too, and didn't understand
mm-hmm.
that was money that was taxpayers' money, and didn't understand that money needed to go to the folks that there was in need, not their situation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask y'all, mm-hmm. what do y'all think about it?
No, I just think that a lot of them were bamboozled. You know, it's so easy to get bamboozled. So easy to get bamboozled. Because I remember the upcoming rapper that was from Atlanta. How they bamboozled him.
PNB. You talking about PNB?
Yeah. I think that's it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got bamboozled.
Yeah.
Got bamboozled, you know. And that's because, you know, we don't read, you know. We don't read. We don't read the fine print, the little print that they got so little that you can't hardly see it. So you overlook that, you know. You overlook it, and they use those that got the PP, PP loans and so forth. They use them for
mm-hmm.
for their own gain. You know, it was a setup. It was a setup right in front of your face. And you still missed it because you were bamboozled.
You're so right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is DJ TLS Sounds. You're definitely right about that on
100%.
Mm-hmm. I think that people are So, like I said, when it comes.
Because we're losing.
Somebody. Hello?
Yeah. Are we live?
I don't know. Well, we're going to end the show. I want to thank everybody who tuned in to Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes ATL, Pride and Joy Evangelist Clayton, Queen, Pride and Joy Nicole, everybody from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Good night. God bless. Catch you tomorrow at 12 noon, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific. Six Eyes Gospel Show. Good night from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh. Hello? We actually got dropped. 850, are you still there? Hello, 850? 850?
Yes, somehow we got dropped and
Everyone got dropped. I got dropped too.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do.
Mr. Six was closing us out, so we didn't know. We didn't know what had happened. We know you had dropped in.
I dropped right there. So what I will do. So what I will do is go ahead and play some more music. And then we'll come back. Oh, did Six Eyes leave?
Yeah, they closed out. He closed out because he didn't know what had happened, so he went ahead and closed out.
Yeah, I got dropped. That's where I was at. I'm in a dead spot area trying to get back on my side of town, and I'm made it back here. So what I'll do, I haven't ended the show, but what I will do is still in 21 minutes. So what I'll do is... I'll play some music and we'll get everybody back in. All right. Is that cool?
I think they go. Mr. Six hung up and Ms. Pride and Joy as well. I don't know. Maybe you can table it till next week and finish it because this is an excellent topic or something. I don't know.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that we can still talk about here on the Six Eyes Here Radio Network. We can still put down. But while we sit here, give me a chance to try to get things set up. Collins, I haven't heard no Boosie Collins in a while, man. I'm going to play some Boosie Collins. No, I'll tell you what. Let's play some Brother Johnson. Stomp. I ain't heard Brother Johnson in a long time, too. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles. We'll be right back.
to the top. Stop. You don't want to quit. Put your heels while you're feeling it. Take it to the top. Stop. Step down in it. Put your foot where you feel the fit. Take it to the top. Stop. You don't want to quit. Put your heels while you're feeling it.
Your brother DJ ATL on Lifestyles here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just got through hearing Brother Johnson Wet Stomp. That's what's up. All right. So, get back to the topic of him and the deal. You arresting 47 people out of Minnesota. Interesting.
Okay.
out your seat, hoes.
All black at the white show. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set. South guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The front, my rent, serving the guests. Years of stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with some makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All thanks for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young, no papers, catch papers, get high, out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble, you just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you, tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you, tell your father we go father as a couple, they ain't lose a daughter, got a son, I show you how to do this, huh,
As long as I catch my suit tonight, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight, baby got fixed up suit tonight, let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
Surprise, I must say, cause I never have seen such a pretty face, with such a warm and beautiful smile, it wasn't hard for me to notice her style, I was fascinated, surely, she took my heart and held it for me, I wouldn't let her get away, not until she heard me say, at least then I won't regret. Regret the fact I missed the chance for romance. At least I'll walk away knowing I tried my best and I'm going on with my day. But at least he heard me say.
Thank you.
right, this is your boy DJ ATLM Thousand. If you don't hear me, I hope y'all are hearing me. Hearing me live on the air, you know, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Doing it big, you know, always do it big. But go ahead and get ready to sign up out of here. Y'all definitely check us next week. And we'll hear what place you're in. Before we go, I'll let you know that set I played Justin Timberlake with and featuring Jay-Z with Suits. And to close it out with Mr. Vandross and check it out. So y'all take care, man. Y'all have a